O come, let us adore him. Eternal God, we are almost speechless in your presence. And there aren't really words to describe our worship, our love for you, our adoration. And yet, Lord, what we can, we give to you. We give to you our praise, our worship. We give to you our stumbling attempts to express our adoration. We give to you ourselves in worship. Lord Jesus, thank you that you are the light of the world. Thank you that you stepped down into the darkness of this world for us and for our salvation. And as we bow in front of you, Lord, we confess the darkness that lies hidden in our own lives. Darkness that we hope no one else can see, and yet you know it. And so we thank you for coming into this world, light of the world. But we thank you too for coming into our lives. And we pray that your light would dispel those dark corners of our lives. Lord, we are sinful people, but you are the great Savior. And we turn to you once more for forgiveness, praying that because of Jesus, who died for us, who rose again for us, that not only would you forgive us, but we would know by your Holy Spirit that we have been forgiven. And then, Lord, set us free, that we may adore you, not just for a short season, but for every moment that you give us. May our lives speak of our adoration of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Rebecca reads for us our Bible reading this morning from Luke chapter 1.
A reading from Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 55. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him, from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones and has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors."
Thank you, Rebecca, thank you. Oh, come, let us adore him. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. These things should be part of us as we celebrate this season. Normally on this Sunday before Christmas, the front is full of excited children. There's not a tea towel to be had in Portrush because they're wearing them on their heads. And it's just a lot of fun. But again, because of the regulations under which we live, we can't do that. But some very clever people have come up with an alternative virtual nativity. So we're going to watch for a few minutes just our own children taking part in this wonderful virtual nativity. And hopefully you'll recognize some faces and some of the children who should be here, but they're not. So enjoy our virtual nativity.
Surprise! The Lord's favor rests on you!
Gabriel!
Michael! What are you doing?
Well, I'm practicing.
practicing. Remember God's message. I have to pop in and say to Mary and let her know she's giving birth to the God's son.
Right, yes, of course. Listen, Gabriel, just a word of advice if you don't mind. Please, please try not to panic her, will you? You know, we both know humans can be very jumpy when they see angels.
Michael. You don't need to worry about that. People may jump when they see you because you're Michael with the Mr. Grumpy face.
Excuse me, Gabriel.
Listen, Michael, I don't need to worry about that because I am lovable. So if you don't mind, I'm off. I'll see you later. Bye. Greetings! No, don't panic. I come with good news. You are going to give birth to God's son and you're calling Jesus.
I am God's servant. If this is what he wants, let it happen.
Excellent. Bye! What's that?
Oh, no, yes, of course. Don't worry. I'll let him know all about Joseph. Don't worry about a thing.
What about Joseph?
Gabriel! Don't sneak up on me like that. No wonder Mary was terrified, screaming all over the place.
You didn't give me a fright the way you turn around like that. But anyway, what about Joseph?
What about Joseph?
Yes.
Well, ever since Mary became pregnant, there's been rumours all over town. Apparently Joseph is now saying he's not going to marry Mary. And we just can't have that, Gabriel. We really can't. So God wants you to go to Joseph in a dream and tell him to marry Mary.
Right, so I've got to go and tell him to marry Mary. No, wait.
Marry Mary.
Marry Mary.
Hello, Joseph. Oh, don't wake up. Stay asleep. That's right. So, Mary's gonna have a baby, but you're not to worry, all right? You're gonna marry Mary. Whew, I'm glad I got that right. And she's gonna have a baby. You're gonna call him Jesus. And this is the exciting bit. He will save the people from their sins. Have you got that, Joseph? All right, bye.
I just had the strangest dream. I need to go and find Mary.
Well, Michael, I thought that just went very well. No screaming at all.
Yes, Gabriel. Well, it did help. He was asleep, didn't it?
Yes, that does always help. But what do we do now?
Well, Gabriel, I suppose all we can do is wait.
Right, okay.
Michael, I'm bored. We've been waiting here for ages.
Gabriel, would you be quiet, please?
Look, they're on the move. On their way from Nazareth to Bethlehem.
Why are they going to Bethlehem again, Michael?
Because there is a census, Gabriel. The government want everyone to return to the town of their family. And Joseph's family, well, they're from Bethlehem.
Although look at poor Joseph, they're having to travel a long old way, aren't they?
And poor Mary. Imagine having to walk all that way pregnant.
And even the donkey's tired.
Mm, quite. Look, they finally arrived in Bethlehem. Now, if only they could find somewhere to stay.
Oh, don't worry, Michael, I'm sure that won't be a problem at all.
I hope not.
Sorry, no room.
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 This is terrible. I need to sit down.
I'm sorry, dear.
Michael, this isn't looking good.
Don't worry, Gabriel. I'm sure God has a plan. Look.
Actually, I might have somewhere you can stay. Follow me.
Oh, thank goodness. I was getting worried.
Well, I did tell you not to worry, didn't I? Although I can't quite see what room he's going to put him into. Wait a second. Has he put him in a stable? He has! Oh, look, it's a donkey. For goodness, a donkey. Wait, chickens?
Ba-ba-ba-ba. Ba-ba-ba-ba.
And is that a cow I see?
back. Oh dear, Gabriel, this will never do. But Michael, look! Mary's had her baby! It's Jesus and... Oh, isn't he cute?
Oh, hello. Wonderful.
Hello. Imagine that. God's son, born in a stable of all places, surrounded by dirt and animals. Remarkable.
It really is. It's quite something. Although, look at Joseph. He looks like he's had a bit of a shock.
Quite.
Well, there you go, Gabriel. That really was wonderful, although we can't hang around. Lots of work to do. We have to deliver a message to the shepherds. So hurry along, Gabriel. Let's go.
I'm bored.
I'm so bored.
I'm really, really bored.
Greetings!
Please don't panic, please don't panic.
Michael, scaring some shepherds and their flock, per show.
Gabriel, be quiet, okay? Okay, everyone, we've come with some amazing news just for you guys. Tonight, a saviour has been born. He is the Messiah, the Lord of all. And you shall know him when you find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. You got that?
Yep. Got it. In Bethlehem.
Wrapped in cloth.
Lying in a manger.
Wonderful! And to celebrate, myself and some of my angel friends shall sing for you. Alleluia! 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 Alleluia!
Come on, everyone. Let's go see the Saviour.
Right behind you. Slow down, I can't keep up!
Look, Michael! The star's moving through the sky!
Yes, and look, it appears the wise men are following it!
Yes, I wonder how many wise men there are. Let me just do a quick count, okay? One, two, three!
I heard they went to Jerusalem first by mistake and met angry King Herod. But luckily, they found their way to Bethlehem with their gifts.
That's a relief.
I bring you gold, fit for a king.
I give you frankincense, praise be to God.
I bring you myrrh for all you must do.
Thank you.
Michael, those gifts are very nice, aren't they? Although, I would have said no to a bit of chocolate.
Gabriel!
Sorry. Poor Joseph, he still looks a bit shocked by it all.
Quite.
And it's just, it's strange to think, Michael, isn't it, that those innkeepers and the people who live in Bethlehem, well, they don't realise that something incredible has just happened.
Well, yes, Gabriel, of course. However, think about it. A young girl, the carpenter, a bunch of animals, some smelly shepherds, and three wise guys from the east. They all know that something amazing has just taken place.
I don't know about you, Michael, but I can't wait to see what Jesus does next.
Gabriel, yes. Me neither. But in the meantime, we've work to do. So come along, Gabriel.
Yes.
Hurry up.
Okay, right behind you.
Hopefully you recognised a few faces there. I think they did incredibly well just putting that together. Great to have talented folks like that. There's a group called Play It By Ear who helped fit that together, and they've done a great job. It's lovely that our children have been able to be involved in that way, and I hope wherever they are this morning, they've enjoyed watching themselves on that little video. Thank you. So we're going to sing together again another lovely carol, Infant Holy, Infant Lowly. Shall we stand in the building here?
His bed a cattle's
We're going to have another couple of short videos. The first one is by the folks who put together the little nativity, the people from Play It By Ear, and they're going to just challenge us a little bit. And then we're going to enjoy a video that our children and many of our adults, as they've watched our jam online over these last weeks, have enjoyed. Somebody, a lovely song, Let the Angels Sing. And if you know what an earworm is, that where you hear that song or that line and it just keeps going round and round, I guarantee you this song will be your earworm for the rest of the day. It's just beautiful, but so catchy and so true. So first of all, the folks from Play It By Ear, and then Let the Angels Sing.
Hello, everybody. We hope you enjoyed watching your virtual nativity there. Now, I don't know about you, but my favourite characters were the angels, obviously, because they were really funny and clever, and the actor, particularly Gabriel, was very handsome.
Chris?
Yes? Oh!
Put your halo on! Yes, we really enjoyed making the videos. I hope you did too. My favourite characters were, well, all of you. You did an absolutely brilliant job of playing all those parts. And those of you who did the filming, you were fantastic. Thank you for all the hard work you did. We really enjoyed putting the video together for you.
And just to wrap the entire thing up now, we would like to take a moment just to think a little bit about the importance of messages.
Yes, so for that, we are going to play a game. And that game is very, very simple. It's called How You Say It. I'm going to say a phrase. The phrase will be teeny tiny toast. And whenever I say teeny tiny toast, you will say teeny tiny toast after me.
So it's like we're passing on a message.
Yes, so let's try this, Chris. So teeny tiny toast.
Teeny tiny toast.
Just like that. But you don't just say it when I say it, you say it how I say it. So if I use a funny voice like teeny tiny toast.
Teeny tiny toast.
You have to copy that voice. So let's try it, okay? Here we go. Teeny tiny toast.
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 Teeny tiny toast!
Teeny tiny toast! Teeny tiny toast!
And I think that'll do for now.
So, we just played a game which is all about how we pass on a message. And we had to copy Ross and make sure that we got the message right. And actually, in the virtual nativity that we've all watched, there are two main characters, Gabriel and Michael. And they had a really important job. They had to pass on God's message to his people to let them know that the Saviour had arrived. And actually, we're all given that job as well. God wants each of us to be messengers, to go out and tell people that God loves them and that the Saviour has arrived. And I think when we look at the Christmas story, there are two really important things for us to remember about how we, as God messengers, should share God's message. In the story, first of all, God makes sure that people are told. He told the wise men through a big star, and he told the shepherds through angels who sang, and they said there was going to be peace on earth and with the Saviour having born in Bethlehem. And so we have to remember to tell people, here, there's some exciting news. Jesus is here. You are loved. But also, he didn't just tell people they were loved. He showed people they were loved. Because God became small as a baby and was born in that stable so that people would know that God was with them. That God hadn't left them by themselves, but that he loved them and that he would never, ever abandon them. And so, this Christmas, as we go in the new year, we have to be messengers in what we say, but also in what we do, showing people through our actions that we love them because God loves them too.
Okay, everyone, let's pray. Father God, thank you for the message of Christmas. Thank you that you sent your son for us. Not to be born into a palace with a king and a queen or anything like that. To be born into a stable. To show us that you love each and every one of us, no matter who we are. Thank you for your message, and may we pass it on to those around us. Amen.
Amen. Everyone, thank you so much for taking part in the virtual nativity. We hope you have a really great Christmas, a really safe Christmas, and a really meaningful Christmas. And we pray that God will be with you in 2021.
Jesus, Holy One, He is Christ the King. And so we stand together to sing again another beautiful carol, O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Once more we join together to pray. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, this has been a difficult week for many. Lord, we have watched ambulances queue up outside our hospitals. We have listened to health workers who are exhausted. We have seen and heard again those statistics. Lord, changes have been made to regulations which govern us. Many plans have been dashed. Many hearts disappointed. It has been a difficult week, Lord. And yet we thank you that it was at a difficult time that Jesus, the light of the world, stepped into darkness. And so, Lord, we lift to you workers in our health service, in our emergency departments, our hospitals, care homes, the paramedics who man our ambulances, those, Lord, who will continue to give vaccinations over these days. Lord, we lift them all to you and pray that you would give to them the energy and the stamina that they need, but pray too that you would protect them and keep them safe. Lord, many have been so downhearted because businesses are to be closed again. And so we pray for those, Lord, whose businesses, whose livelihoods will again close their doors. Lord, may they know that they are not forgotten. May they receive the help which they need. And Lord, help us as your people to be attentive to their needs, to be supportive of them. We pray for those, Lord, who are so disappointed, for they will not meet with loved ones over these days. We pray that in their disappointment, that they would know that Christ the babe is Lord of all, and that you would be to them the one who cares, the one who supports, the one whom we adore. Lord, these are difficult days, and yet we thank you that, as we have sung, Jesus has come and changed life forever. And so, Lord, maybe in the different way that we will celebrate, we pray that you would remind us who it is that we celebrate. We pray that you would point us again to your unfailing love in Jesus Christ, love that came down at Christmas but did not leave us. Lord, as we bow quietly before you, we bring to you our own prayers. Christ the babe is Lord of all. Jesus has come and changed life forever. Lord, may we know these truths, not just in our heads. May they not just be little things that we sing and hum, but may they be the realities by which we live. May they be the realities which shape us and mold us in hard times. And all this we pray in the name of Jesus, born for us in a manger, dying for us on the cross, rising again from the tomb. Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. If you would like someone to pray for you or pray with you, at the close of the service, the prayer phone will be operating, and you can either call in or you can send a text to that prayer phone, and there'll be people there ready to pray with you and for you at the end of this service. We sing together again, a lovely reminder of the love of God and Jesus Christ. Love came down at Christmas. Ask you just to sit for 1 minute before the benediction, please. As we all know, regulations have changed over these past days, and we're heading into another period of lockdown, and it is so important that we protect each other over these days and weeks that lie ahead. Will not be easy, of course it won't, but it is so important. Our elders met last night on Zoom, and we talked about this, and we talked about our services, and we came to the very difficult decision that we would not be in the building for the next 4 Sundays, and it would be reviewed after that. It's not something that we've done easily or lightly, but we feel it is a way that we show this love for each other as we protect each other, and reducing the number of contacts we have over these weeks is one of the ways that we do that. And it just goes against everything that we feel, everything that we want, because we want to be close to people, we want to be with people, we want to be here, we want to be worshiping. And yet, as we talked together last night, it became evident that that was our feeling for all of us, that over the next 4 weeks, and it will be reviewed, there will be no services in the building, and everything would be online. And so I say we've taken that decision with heavy hearts, and yet with the feeling that it is the right thing to do at this stage. So please do pray for that decision over these weeks. So our carol service on 23rd, is online. Our Christmas morning service will be online. Our watch night service will be online, and all the Sunday services for the next 4 weeks will be online as well. And I do encourage you to be part of those and link in with those. Normally, before we leave the building on a Sunday morning, we pray for each other, and it is so important that we continue to do that. And so now I'm going to ask you to stand as we say the grace in a blessing for and each other. So these are not just words. It's not just a full stop at the end of a service. It's entrusting each other into this grace and love and fellowship of the God whom we worship. And so we keep our eyes open. We pray this for each other. And if you're at home and you're with somebody, pray it with them and for them. And so may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Thank you. If you have a seat, the stewards will come and let you go. Thank you. May God